الله وبركاته. فضل الله سبحانه وتعالى, فضل only from Allah سبحانه وتعالى to start our class. And as I said before, this is the most important class even between the ulama and us as a student, we confuse in our salah. And like we give you oath in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be witness, and we will be witness for each other, that every word I give it to you today, I have evidence for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how much time we spend it to bring you the authentics. Because there is no any place for the Muslim to learn a salah from tradition. There is no any Muslim has a chance or will be saved in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if he bring exactly any matter in a salah related to fabrication or false. Therefore, our class build all the time, remember, in evidence. And the evidence from the book of Allah and the evidence from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You may find yourself the rest of your life you pray, and you might find yourself today you are wrong. It's possible. I may find myself, even when I study, I found something, I did it before, I found I'm wrong. And the most important action in your life is salah. If you perform a right salah, everything will be accepted. I'm not here again to teach a topic, because I remember 3 years ago some bargaining argument taking place. I'm not here today exactly to give you whatever you need or to match whichever your belief. I'm here giving to you not from myself. I have nothing in this matter. But every word that I say today or the our classes from now on, I have evidence for you. As we agreed before, when I reprint everything, and after I give you the evidence, if you still continue to do the same thing because you are arrogant, you don't like to change, and you believe you are right, that is going to be a big penalty, big sin over the believers. I know some brothers, number of the brothers, they don't join us today. We used to have this brother before to listen for our classes. Our classes, alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, here, it's exactly the Quran and Sunnah. And that's our policy. And if I something bring something and you found it, it's exactly fabrication or false, you stop me and hang me up outside door and you tell me where you get this from. Agree about this contract? Shall we agree about this contract together? Because if you're going to force me to teach you some authentics or something exactly from according to your agenda or according to your sect, this is not my policy. Again, I don't belong to any one of the sects. I don't belong. I'm not a Hanafi. I'm not a Shafi'i. I'm not a Maliki. I'm not a Hanbali. I'm not anyone. But all of them are ustaz, our teachers, when they give me evidence. So where we get exactly from the sources, from the Quran and the teaching of the Prophet ﷺ. Every word I'm going to tell you, this is Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You don't like my word, my brother, ask me. Love me for the cause of Allah, because I try to help you. Because maybe you stand personally 1 week between me and my father, he did not speak with me because he believed the Islam is like seniority. All the Islam which he learned in the local masjid around the corner, there's no place for Islam like this. Our Islam is based in Quran and Sunnah. Remember this word, and this our contract. Can you accept me with these options? Okay. Now, to repeat exactly our class, exactly because the brother, he did not tape it. And this exactly will be, every word, alhamdulillah, will be taped. If you find any wrong word, I give it to you, come and ask me, open your heart with me, because we are brothers. Me and you, we are a student. We are not alim, I'm not a scholar. So we agree to grow up in knowledge, based to Quran and Sunnah, with every single word, right? If I found Imam Shafi'i said so, and the Prophet ﷺ said something else, which one are you going to take it? If you find Abu Bakr or Umar and Usman and the Abu Hanifa said something, where you took it from? That's because all of us, we are students. This is a school. You understand? I ask you by the name of Allah to love me and accept me about every word, because I try to give you the dalil. If you find it strong, quench me. That's what I need from you. Last time, alhamdulillah, quick, we said al-Islam, as-salah, because the new members here, based on four. The first one we call it شرط. What is the condition? As quick شرط condition. وضوء number two. قبلة number three. عورة covered عورة right. وضوء نية. That's the most important. النية intention. It is a شرط. It's out of the صلاة. All this نية out of the صلاة. وضوء out of the صلاة. عورة out of the صلاة. Right. قبلة out of the صلاة. If you violate these conditions, what's called شرط, your صلاة will be right. Wrong. What you have to do? Repeat it from the beginning. Cannot correct it because this is out of the صلاة. I finished the four rak'ah and I found myself without wudu. What I have to do? The brother asked me yesterday, Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu arda. Abdullah ibn Umar, the greatest scholar in Islam. Right? Learning from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa direct. Right? What did he do? He woke up for Fajr. And he forgot that he commit exact, he slept with his wife. He slept with his wife. And he, when he woke up, he forgot totally he sleep. And he did not take a shower. And what did he do? He came to the masjid and he lead in the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ used to be couple of thousands, 20,000 people very behind Abdullah ibn Umar. The Sahaba used to respect him too much. Great scholar. And after he finished the salah, he remembered that he did not take ghusl, shower. And remember a couple of thousand people behind him. What did he do? Did he command all the people behind him to repeat the salah? His salah first number exactly, Sheikh Omar. Salah. If somebody exactly did not take full ghusl and he pray, his salah is right? Or you can say, Allah ghafur rahim ya akhi, exactly a Muslim will not gonna be charged for something exactly forgot. We know that they had this space. Inna salah is not. It's not working. It's not working. So what did he do after he finished the salah? He did not tell anybody anything because all your salah is right. My salah is wrong. So he went secretly and he did the wudu, exact shower, take wudu again, and he repeat the salah only by himself because you are not taking my mistake as an imam. That's why best salah is jama'ah because salah will be accepted. The poor man who step forward to praise the jama'ah to be the imam, he's the one he carry all the sins. So if I found myself without wudu, I have to repeat as-salah. If I found myself in a wrong, different area from the qibla, I have to repeat the salah. If I found myself exactly, say, exactly like brother, I saw them until today. That's why they don't like to participate in a class. And they continue to do the wrong. What happened here? Here in our class, I don't say stories. In our class, I'm not going to say stories here, exactly what happened in the story, analyze story, and you let me cry and I cry. No, no, no. Our class is based in the Quran and fiqh and the complicated area in the fiqh. That's exactly what we need as a Muslim. So what happened is, when exactly enter the salah, people hurry up and what did you do? I saw them. The imam in ruku'ah. What did he do right away? Allahu Akbar. Tell me this is billah. I ask you by the name of Allah. If this is takbiratul ihram or exactly takbirah of ruku'ah. Before you go to ruku', what you have to say? Can you go ruku' without saying Allahu Akbar? Okay. Tell me, brother, I ask you by the name of Allah. If this is takbirah, in order to understand takbirah al-ihram, you have to stand comfortable. You don't have to rush. You don't have to run. And you're standing. It doesn't matter if I lose a rak'ah. People run to catch the imam in ruku'. Yes? And say, you have to stand. Allahu Akbar. Zuzrafa' yadayn. To raise your hand. And we will tell you exactly where you're going to raise your hand by detail. If this is right, exactly, and you catch your ear. If this is right when I said, and some people, they do like this. It's very difficult for them to raise it because they don't have time. Right? So what happened after that? What is that exactly? Where is the sunnah is? We need to know. My brother, yahamukallah, you could pray with the imam and your salah is not accepted because he did not start takbirat al-ihram. And salah without takbirat al-ihram is valid or not valid? Finished. See? That's why we need to open this class together to be facing each other about some mistakes Muslim did it. Now we said about shard, this is a condition. Something out of the salah, you have to do it. If you didn't do it, your salah, it will be totally finished. Exactly, not accepted, violated. Number two, say, we said a rukn. ركن. ركن is mean it's a pillar. There is a pillars on the salah. As we said exactly what's the example? Ruku' and sujood. The ulama are in اختلاف. Exactly. Takbiratul ihram is rukn or shart. Rukn, shart here is mean condition. It's a condition or pillar. The ulama. Majority of the ulama say takbiratul ihram is rukn. It's the part of a salah. Al-Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah said shart, a condition, it's totally different than the salah. It's separate action. And anyway, exactly, it's obligation. If we consider it as a pillar or a condition, this is, we'll take it as an obligation. Without takbirat al-ihram, your salah is valid or not? Not valid. Sujood and ruku'ah. You forgot the ruku'ah. What did you have? If you forgot ruku'ah or one sajda, sometimes you pray, and in the third rak'ah after you stand up, you found yourself only performed one single sujood. What you have to do? Repeat the rak'ah. My brother, what are you talking about? I pray four now for rak'ah here. Shall I bring the fifth? Yes, you have to bring the fifth. Because the condition, the pillar, you could still correct it because you are inside the salah. But the only thing, you have to bring the rak'ah back, because I make only one single sujood. After I perform the rak'ah, you have to bring another rak'ah in the end. And in order to correct it, what you have to do in the end? Can I say Allah Ghafoor Rahim? It's okay, what, brother, what's the big deal here? I make only one sujood and I stand up exactly to bring. What, Allah Ghafoor Rahim? Don't be fanatic. Don't give me hard time, Sheikh Mustafa, because you make it very complicated for me. No, ya akhi, I don't make it complicated for you. I make it easy for you to take your hand in order to have acceptance salah. You got it, inshallah ta'ala? So let's dig about it. Rukn, we found exactly like ruku'ah, like sujood, takbiratul ihram could be. And then we have something called wajib. Wajib is less than the rukn, the pillar. Wajib, it's mean you have to do it. Such as wajib. I give you example like that. That's a middle tashahud. When you sit in the middle tashahud, it's wajib. Ya Sheikh Omar, you have to do it. If you don't do it, what you have to do? Your salah is right, but you are sinner. Somebody forget the middle tashahud. I'm asking you. In the middle tashahud in a four rak'ah, dhuhr, asr, isha, or maghrib. You stand up and you did not perform the middle tashahud, to sit in the middle and you make it exactly salah, at-tahiyyatu lillah, salatu tayyibatu lillah. And then you stand up you without performing. My question to you, can you repeat the rak'ah? My question to you, could you repeat the rak'ah? Right? You don't repeat the rak'ah, right? You don't have to repeat the rak'ah, but you could correct it. How you correct it? To sajda? Sahw in the end. See the difference between rukn and the pillar, which like you forgot sujood, you forgot ruku'ah. You have to repeat the rak'ah, and plus you have to perform to sajda sahw. But in wajib, I forgot exactly to recite surah after fatiha. Could you repeat the rak'ah? The answer is no. That's the difference between pillar, the rukn, and wajib. Rukn, exactly, you have to repeat the rak'ah, and number two, to correct it, you have to do what in the end? Sahw. Wajib, you forgot the tashahud, the middle tashahud. You forgot the surah. What you have to do? Only to make before taslim or after taslim, will come to this area to see when you make the sahw before salam and when you make the sahw after the salam. There is a big detail for that. Right? I have a tape for 2 hours only to explain sajda sahw. Okay? If you are ready with me, inshallah ta'ala, to go through. Inshallah ta'ala, your brother also carry these classes in the internet. I will tell you the site. Now, we have to exactly to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every action in the salah. Now, the wajib will be corrected with 2 sajda sahw. Right? You don't have to repeat the rak'ah. The rukn here, like ruku' and sujood, you have to repeat the rak'ah in the salah. You don't have to come out from the salah. And we have the first one, call it sunnah. Mustahab. Desirable. It's recommended from the Prophet ﷺ. If you didn't do it, no even sajdasa. God, it's less than wajib. Now, the tie. Time on a salah? Like what? Yes. The brother exactly said exactly to pray on time. You know, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the salah, Inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaba mawquta. The salah has been prescribed to the believer on time. Can somebody exactly like I gave you last class, last week, somebody said, I have intention to pray, I offer my, perform my intention in 12 o'clock to pray salat al-dhuhr. And he went someplace because the azan is not yet here. And he come like 3 o'clock after Asr. Can we consider this man, he still exactly still pray on time or not? Somebody came in Niyya exactly here. He came to the masjid, no salah, he don't find any. Sheikh Sa'd is not here. Nobody make azan. So he said, it's too early. But oh ya Allah, by heart, I intended to make salat al-dhukr. I'm going someplace to eat biryani around the corner or to make shopping around the corner or to go to Midtown Manhattan and come back. He already offered his niyyah in advance before on the time. But he come after Asr Adhan. Shall we consider this salah on time or delay? Qada. Qada. You cannot, my brothers, a lot of people be stickly. They consider themselves. He said, Alhamdulillah, in the morning before I leave, I pray salat al-subh. Alhamdulillah, before the sunrise. Alhamdulillah. And when I come back in the night, I make everything qada, dhuhr, and asr, and maghrib, and isha. MashaAllah, brother, because I'm busy. What can I do, my brother? I'm working. Wallahi, you are sinner, sinner, and sinner, and sinner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will banish you. Akhi, don't take the Islam from your grandfather. Free yourself. Don't take the Islam from your father. Unless your father give you the evidence. Don't take the Islam from the local ignorant imam. Those who give you poison. Because the sister, she sent a question for me while I give the taqwa in a class in the taqwa. Last week. Sister, she told me, she sent a question for me. She told me that if the imam said, Sami'a Allahu liman hamida, some another imam in a different masjid, he said, if the imam, you came to the salah and you found the salah, establish it. And when I came to the salah, I found exactly the imam said, Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. She said, the imam told her, you are not exactly, you are not, this is not necessary to make takbirat al-ahram, enter the salah. La hawla la quwwata illa billah. How many people have been deceived? We need to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Time in the salah has to be on time. You cannot delay. Or you have something else like what? The time is going to be rukn, inshallah ta'ala. So, let's we talk about as-salah here, which is an important action for all of us. Important action for all of us. We know the difference between these four. But I am exactly build the salah, the ulama build their opinion in the salah into hadith. Some people amongst us, they don't believe. They say, no, I don't believe the hadith. I believe only the Quran. You understand? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when exactly a woman came to Ibn Mas'ud, and she told him, Ya Ibn Mas'ud, oh Ya Ibn Mas'ud, I'm asking you a question today. What happened? Where is I found قد تصفحت كتاب الله ما بين الصفحتين أو الضفتين between the first page and second page and the last page. I read all the book of Allah. I did not find what you told us before. لعن الله النامصة والمتنمصة والواشمة والمستوشمة. And it's exactly, you said, Ya Ibn Mas'ud, that the Prophet ﷺ, before he died, he said, Allah curse an-namisa wal-mutanammisa. The one she exactly, she take her eyebrows off and replace it with eye lining. Or exactly, she trim it to make it very thin. And wal-washima and al-mustawshima. And the one she put the tattoo and the one she made it for her. And the one she exactly clean her eyebrows. Or all of them are cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where I found this in the book of Allah? Look what Ibn Mas'ud قال أما قرأتي إنك لم تقرأ كتاب الله. He did not recite the book of Allah. أما قرأت قول الله عز وجل, you did not read the word, exactly the word of Allah, when Allah سبحانه وتعالى said in the Quran, قل وأطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول, obey Allah. So everything you don't find in the book of Allah, there is, it's inside this ayah. Obey Allah and His messenger. Finished. Finished. So now, the two hadiths, the first hadith here, call it Malik ibn al-Khwayriq, رضي الله عنه وأرضاه. الحديث في البخاري, الحديث وير؟ Do we believe Bukhari, يا شيخ عمر؟ Is there anybody has a doubt about Bukhari? Among us today, the most trusted book after the book of Allah, Bukhari and Muslim. And of course, there is another hadith in the other authentic hadith for Imam Tirmizi and Nasa'i and Ibn Hibban and Dar Qutni. Exactly, they give me evidence for that. But Al-Bukhari and Imam Ahmed, what Al-Malik ibn Khuwayriq said, Qala Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, I'm hearing, taking, Qala Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet says, did I tell you exactly what Wahhabi system said so? Did I tell you exactly Hanif, Abu Hanifa say, or Malik, or I said, Qala Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, with evidence. I have the hadith for you. Qala Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, وصلوا كما رأيتموني أصلي. Who said this hadith, beautiful hadith. We hear this hadith many times. صلوا كما رأيتموني أصلي. Pray as you see me what? Pray. Who said this hadith? Malik ibn al-Khwayriq. Malik ibn al-Khwayriq. Where is the hadith is? Bukhari and Bukhari and Ahmed. رضي الله عنهم رضي الله عن الصحابة أجمعين. Now, you pray. So from this meaning, my brother, there is obligation. You cannot pray different than what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told you, action and words. You cannot do any extra action. You cannot do bring any extra words. So you have to pray the salah of what? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have the explanation coming in a way. Be patient, tomorrow inshallah we continue. صلوا كما رأيتموني يصلي. That is the first hadith. The other hadith for Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه وارضاه, أخرجه الخمسة. Five scholar of the hadith mentioned, counted. Bukhari, two. Muslim, Tirmizi, Al-Imam Ahmad, رحمه الله, Ibn Hibban, Abu Dawood, all this exactly scholar, they mentioned this hadith in the same riwayah. Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه وارضاه, what she call it, hadith al-musi fi salatihi. Hadith, it's known among the scholar, al-musi fi salatihi. What's al-musi fi salatihi? The one he performed wrong salah and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasted. I will say this preparation and tomorrow we continue this hadith. A man entered the masjid. And when he entered the masjid, Abu Huraira, they read this hadith. It's in al-Bukhari wa Muslim also. The man, he entered the masjid. A man. قال, السلام عليك يا رسول الله. He gave the salam to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. ثم صلى. And then he performed his salah individually. And then قام, after he finished the salah, he came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال, السلام عليك يا رسول الله. At that time. قال, وعليكم السلام. قال, ثم قال رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet said, صلي فإنك لم تصلي. Pray again, repeat the salah, because in a matter of fact, he did not pray. Look at this. You did not pray. And then exactly the man, he did. He went to again. And he exactly continued, repeat the salah again. And he came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم again and told, السلام عليك يا رسول الله. قال وعليكم السلام. Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم asked him again, صلي فإنك لم تصلي. Repeat your salah, because in a matter of fact, he did not pray. For the second time, the man he exactly came again and he prayed, he repeated his salah and he said, Allahu Akbar, and he forfa salah and he came in the third time to the Prophet ﷺ and he told him, Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah, qala wa alaykum assalam. And then the Prophet ﷺ qala, salli fa innaka lam tusalli. Three times. Man, you are fanatic. Take it easy with the man. No. It's not take it easy with the man. It's not exactly that. The man exactly hurry up and he make wudu. And the Prophet ﷺ looked to his heel. And he found a dry area in the heel. And he called the man, he said, after he finished the salah, he told him, go and repeat your salah, because he did not, you repeat your wudu, and then pray again because you did not break. There's no value exactly exception. There is no any exactly negotiation about as-salah. The Prophet commanded the man to repeat as-salah how many times? And what is the man he said in the end? قال والله يا رسول الله لا أحسن الصلاة أكثر من ذلك. والله I didn't know how I pray better than this. علمني يا رسول الله. Teach me. And that is the policy of the Muslim. If you are not going to learn anything, don't bring anything by your opinion, by your desire. And he came humbly and he said, teach me. And he, excuse me? You tell me my salah is not right? Who are you? I have seniority more than me, you man. I'm from the Arab. You come from Bangladesh. Who are you compared to me? And the other one, the Imam who came, mashallah, from Pakistan with a beard up to exactly the belly, bottom. And he said, who are you to teach me? I am an Imam for the local masjid. It's not like that, ya akhi. It's not like that. You come, submit yourself completely to Islam, to Allah and His Messenger, and then what you have to do? Teach me, because wallahi I know now better than that. I don't know anything better than that. The man, he came to ask the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, finally, teach me, Messenger of Allah, because wallahi I have nothing better than that, and teach me. If you need to know the teaching, and we open the key for the salah, you are appointed with me, inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow, to exactly continue this salah. You will find a lot of things exactly, I trust you, I promise you. You will find a lot of things exactly different than what we act most of our life. I swear in the front of Allah to give you the best evidence. And I will leave it to you the option. I'm not going to take a sword, cut every neck of you if you don't praise me. But my job is to tell you peacefully what is the sunnah say about as-salah if you want to follow. You want to follow your prophet or not? You want to say pray like him or not? You are appointed with me, inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow to start our class of the salah from takbiratul ihram until the taslim. And I will tell you what is the right way in Islam without any bargaining, without any argument. You have right to ask me, where is that? Find it. Give it to me. You said wrong. I don't believe you. You are a Wahhabi. Give me the evidence for me because I don't believe you because you are a Wahhabi. Number of the people here in the masjid, when you bring the truth, they like to damage you. He's a Wahhabi. Don't listen to him. This is hurting me too much, wallahi, ya akhi. Because we have to choose the jahiliya. It's amongst ourselves, some numbers of brothers. When you bring the evidence, it's not match about with their need. With their desire, right away they damage you. I hear the word, they came from everywhere. Don't listen to him, he's a Wahhabi. He deceived you. Subhanallah, ya akhi, fear Allah on me, because I try to help you. I don't take money from you. We do that for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma arina haqqa haqqa narzuqna tiba'a. Arina al-batil al-batil narzuqna ishtinaba. Allahumma tub alayna wa tub ala kulli asi. ارحم موتانا موتى المسلمين لا تجعل بيننا شقيا ولا محروما اغفر لنا بالأعمال الصالحات أعمالنا وتوفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين غير خزايا ولا مفتونين اللهم علمنا ما علمت به كثير من خلقك واجعلنا من أهل الحق اللهم اجعلنا من أهل الحق واجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الكبر اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الكبر اللهم إنا نعوذ بك أن نقول زورا اللهم يا رب نعوذ بك من شياطين الإنس والجن كل من أراد بالإسلام خيرا فوفقه يا رب العالمين وكل من أراد بالإسلام شرا فاجعل كيده في تدبيره لا تعذبنا وأنت بنا راحم اغفر لنا بالأعمال الصالحات أعمالنا وتوفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين غير خزايا ولا مفتونين ادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار قنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب النار وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك جزاكم الله خير for listening والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله